Hey, everybody. Pastor Stephen Anderson here from Faith Forward Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. Many Muslims responded to my recent video by saying that I was wrong or ignorant in saying that the Quran was written by one person as opposed to the Bible being written by approximately 40 different authors over the course of 1,600 years and in three different languages. And they say, our Prophet Muhammad was illiterate. So how could he write the Quran? You're so ignorant. You know nothing about religion. They're the ones that are ignorant of the English word right. They're failing to understand what this English word means, because when we use the word right in English, it does not only mean to put pen to page and actually shape letters and write physically. If you're the author of something or the composer of something, then you're the writer. I just looked it up on dictionary.com. The word right, definition number 6, is to compose as an author. So for example, if I picked up a guitar and just came up with a song and then I started playing it, I could say, hey, here's a song I wrote. And I could be totally illiterate and still write a song if I composed the song. And if someone else were to physically take pen and paper and write down the notes of what I was playing, that doesn't make them the author of the song. And you wouldn't say that they wrote the song. You would say that I wrote the song. So yes, Muhammad wrote the Quran in the sense that he's the source of the Quran. He's the composer of the Quran. But you know what really ought to bother you Muslims is the fact that your religion was founded by an illiterate fool, because it should be embarrassing that your prophet is illiterate. The founder of our religion, Jesus Christ, went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day every week to read. He actually read and wrote. Okay, the disciples, the apostles, they all could read and write. And Jesus was constantly rebuking people for not reading the Bible, and that was the cause of their ignorance, the fact that they didn't read the Word of God. He said, you know, you err because you don't know the Scriptures. How readest thou? He would ask them. Well, Muhammad screws up every single Bible story that he tells in the Quran because he was an illiterate, uneducated idiot. Okay, and that's why every story in the Quran is so butchered, because he couldn't actually read and learn things. It's an embarrassment that your prophet was illiterate, because it means that he was too lazy to learn how to read. He was too foolish to spend time learning how to read like civilized, educated people do, and like all the people in the Bible did. And the ironic thing is that someone even left a comment on my video calling me illiterate. It's like, hold on a second, you guys are the ones who brag about the fact that your pedophile false prophet founder Muhammad was illiterate. So I'm not the one who's illiterate. I read my Bible every day. Jesus Christ read the Bible. All the apostles read the Bible. They could write, they could read, they were smart people. They weren't a bunch of ignorant, illiterate, desert-dwelling, backward pedophiles, you know, like the founders of Islam, okay? And let me just say this too. Anybody who sleeps with a 9-year-old is a disgusting pedophile worthy of death. And on the record, Muslims admit that that's what Muhammad did. That makes Muhammad a disgusting, filthy, pedophile pervert who's burning in hell. And how could you follow such an evil, sick individual?